This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Yay!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Hello, Harry. Hello, Hunter.
Good morning, Sean.
Yes, you said it in unison. You ready for this? It is the tag team this morning on Joy 94.9. It's 25 minutes to 7. We...
Harry's just drowning him out. Drowning him
out. Aren't you all energized out?
Oh, that is such a buck up that song. I'm thinking about making it my alarm, my morning alarm.
Oh, that'd such be fun.
But you'll wake up and you'll just start talking radio.
Oh, yeah, I'll just start, just start gadding about straight
Unless
away.
Unless it's tagged in.
Okay, you've been up all night, Hunter.
Oh, yeah, as you can imagine, guys, no shock there.
Why?
On The Walking Dead this morning. Oh, I was up all night watching State of Origin.
Very convincing.
All night?
Yep.
All night?
All night.
How long does the game go for?
Oh. Yeah.
Seven quarters.
Days long. It's like the ashes of
rugby.
Yeah.
So, is it rugby?
It's a form of rugby.
Yeah.
Okay. Which form?
Well, there's union and there's league.
And which one is it?
I think it's league.
Yay!
Is it league? Yay! I know, because they say, yeah.
Dance party!
Unions, when they do that funny thing where they go boop and pop someone up high. I'm doing it.
A line out.
A bit of a visual meme.
It looks like it's a rocker step in here right now.
Yeah.
Gonna pop you up there. Leg stretch out here.
So there was the reds and the blues.
Close. Close.
The maroons.
Well, the blues and maroon 5.
Not morons, maroons.
Morons 5. And the Queenslanders took it home. So.
In which colour are they?
The maroons. Yeah. What do they say? They say maroon or maroons?
Maroons.
The maroons are going. So congratulations to our northern neighbours. Because what you lack in culture, you make up for in blood sport. Oh. And that's sport.
And that's today's sport on the tag team. Also, today's show, we're bringing back Nantalk. Nantalk is in fashion. Everyone's been talking to their elders. It's great.
Yes.
We're getting musical. K-pop.
Mine. I'll give you a bit of a tease. Nan's been partying this week. She's been worried for her safety. So.
Oh, wow.
She's been pumping up the jam.
She has.
Getting musical. Jay John from Joy's Asian Pop Radio is swinging on by.
Yay.
And who knows, we might
continue.
That wasn't
sarcastic, by the way. That was a genuine yay!
Because you think I know a lot about sport. Wait till you hear my knowledge on K-pop.
Just dance it out, guys. Dance it out. And I believe, Harry, you've attempted to take up a new sport.
I have. I've got a new thing, guys, that I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
I bought all the kit, all the caboodle.
Oh.
And now I'm terrified.
All right, can't wait to hear what it is. You are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
Bit of No Ordinary Life there by Havana Brown. DJ Havana Brown.
Is that your DJ voice?
That one then.
That you're just doing.
I'll do the sexy one, all right?
Okay, good.
Bit of No Ordinary Love there by DJ Havana Brown. And wouldn't it be nice to sing out the evening on a Havana beach? Oh, well, we're here in Melbourne. Sean, you've got a story for us.
Oh, I can't tell it now.
Oh, that's so good.
I want to talk about... Have you guys seen the David statue? Michelangelo's beautiful David statue.
In the flesh or in the stone?
In the stone.
I've not, no.
You've not?
No.
Oh, you've not been?
Have you been?
Yes.
What, to Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Anyway, this is not the time to argue about that. Harry, have you?
Sorry,
have
it
you
is not the time. He hasn't.
I have. Yeah.
And, okay, would I know this? You're not allowed to take photographs.
No.
But you do anyway?
Yes. Sneaky ones.
You're not allowed to take photographs.
And you're not allowed to touch it either.
The it. Well, it's up on a big pedestal. It's quite hard to get there.
What she said.
If you're to visit David, what level is his...
It's quite high.
Hard.
It's quite very high.
Above your head.
Yeah, even his feet are above your
eye
head.
Eye level with you.
I live with me.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, so big. All right. All right. Anyway, all right. Does the statue offend you?
No.
Does it? Oh, Harry's questioning it. Does it offend you?
Oh, shocker.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. What if...
Actually, Hunter.
What if your next door neighbour had a 4-metre statue in their front yard?
Yeah, that's not okay.
In the front yard?
Is it not okay? In the front yard. No, not around the kids.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I just think 4 metres is a bit big.
That's not allowed.
No, I don't think so. Not 4 metres.
Oh, okay.
Are you just asking for yourself?
No, over in Carolyn Springs, Caroline, that's my mum, hello, they're cracking it because of this sculpture. I can see the beauty of the art, but the statue, especially the size, is not appropriate for
absolutely
a residential.
Absolutely not appropriate. If you're listening, Mr. David,
take yourself Carolyn down. Springs,
yeah. It needs to be downsized. It could be maybe 1.2 metres, and even then you think, oh, a bit much, mate.
In Los Angeles, where I've also been.
Oh,
stop bragging.
Do you catchphrase?
Oh, don't trip on your diamonds, mate.
There was a house. It's now been taken down, I believe, but it's called the House of Davids, and it was just this poor residential area that had like 50 of these statues.
Oh, you get over it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bloody
mate,
David.
One was enough.
There was one in my hometown where they just had lots of like Dutch things. Like miniature,
clogs.
Yeah, clogs, miniature, windmills,
oh,
lots
yeah.
of windmills.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think the guy died or
that's
they cleaned
cute.
It up. Either yeah. way, it ended well.
My friends recently moved into a house over in Carlton and it was owned by a former concreter.
Mm.
And in the backyard, the house just comes with a Leaning Tower of Pisa.
No, it does not.
Yeah, yeah. The guy's made it himself.
What? Yeah.
So there's how big is it?
Oh, it's a good couple of metres, like maybe 3 metres tall.
That's like the whole house has become a stereotype.
They're pretty impressed.
It's like something from a Nick Giannopoulos movie.
Yeah, so there's a photo of them, proud new owners, and there's like, oh, also this is out the back. And it's them with the dog hanging around.
Well, they own the house.
Yeah, so they've bought the house.
Oh, fantastic. It just happens.
I wonder if they had to pay a premium for that.
It just happens to come with a Leaning
we'll
Tower
of Pisa.
We'll
chuck that in free, so yeah. Leaning Tower.
You're welcome.
That. Yeah, you can
get their
that.
Picture, trying to, oh, push it back up.
Oh, have they done the fake? Yeah, have they done the Facebook profile photo? with their backyard tower. That's
no,
good.
Have you seen that picture where it's like everybody's outstanding in Italy, the yes. Leaning Tower of Pisa, and they're all doing it, and somebody's written the caption of Michael Jackson's
yeah.
Thriller, because they're all like two hands.
Yeah, so you can picture
like
everyone.
200 people. Like.
It looks like the music video. It's pretty impressive. Okay, so you are for the statue of David Harry?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I prefer the Pisa.
Oh, Hunter, you've changed.
Yeah, I've changed.
It's
I'm open-minded, guys.
Oh,
bit of share.
You're listening to the Tag Team on Joy.
Share.
The share.
On Joy.
Bit of share there. Bit of share.
Baby!
There.
You're welcome.
I always struggle with it, share or sure. And as it's coming out of my mouth, I change my mind about the one it's
oh,
going to
really?
Be. Oh, yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Just got to stick with it. Share. Yeah. The share.
It's hard because, you know, share is a verb. To share.
Yeah,
is that a verb?
Yes.
Sean just sitting there silently.
I'm listening. So I have nothing to contribute on the topic of share. Other than I do this every week. Do you believe life after
what was that first bit? Birdie.
Okay, guys. Harry, you seem to be the expert on all things share. Are you an impersonator on weekends?
Yes, I do. I do. It's my karaoke. That song is my go-to.
For sure.
That is it. Every single time. You close your eyes like, oh, that was painful.
I'm sorry,
no, but
Joy listeners.
Probably, I'm assuming, also closes his eyes in the height of ecstasy too, so. Who knows? Maybe he was loving
it's
it.
It's 7 minutes to seven.
Yeah, well, that's
and
good.
You're talking about me in the throes of ecstasy.
Good mooning.
The kids aren't up yet. It's a more appropriate time. Hey, in a way, Cher is a mother to us all, but the real mother in my life is Sandra. And it's
morning, Sandra.
It's her birthday.
Morning. Yay!
Happy birthday.
I was going to start singing then, but...
She won't be listening, so I can talk freely about her gift. I am off to have dinner with her tonight, and I don't know what to get her.
Oh.
But here's what I'm thinking. A dog.
No.
No.
Why not?
No.
That's you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that.
I know, but what if it's the dog is a revenge gift because she gave me a cat once?
You're absolutely not
definitely
allowed to do
not.
That.
Definitely not. You cannot get revenge on your own mum.
You can't get revenge. That
she,
poor pet.
Well, I have a cat because she got me a cat.
Yeah,
because
she loves you.
And now her uppance has come.
No, disagree because I just... You can't get revenge on your mum by giving her another mouth to feed.
She's what if already fed you and your sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and now,
look how well
now bloody Fido. What if it's not a dog, but a... Okay, what pet is it? Okay.
Sea monkeys.
No, not a seam. She's, nah. She's a dignified woman. I'm not giving her crimp shrill. Is that what it is?
Crimp shrill?
Shrill crimp?
To be honest, I've had like 3 packets of those and I can't grow them, so
stop eating them then.
So do you think you're saying no for pets as gifts?
No for pets, no.
It's a rule.
I want to know what you think. 0427JOY949 or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. I want to know, is it okay to ever give a pet as a gift?
No.
And if so, which pets?
No, they're not going to give you a list of pets.
But you can give people a goldfish. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's going to die 2 weeks later. Like, that's a known thing. Around Christmas, where have you been? There are ads telling you, don't give pets as gifts.
Okay, well, what if it's a very small dog? Does that change it?
Like a Tamagotchi dog?
I had a friend who, when she was in high school, a friend gave her a surprise duck.
Oh, what?
I know. And they're adulting.
Well, it's Han's mum's birthday.
Oh, get her a duck.
It's a big one. No, what we're thinking about doing is getting her a Shetland pony.
Okay. Does she know this? Because she's listening.
Yeah.
How? Is it not okay for me to get a dog, but you can buy your mother-in-law a horse?
Because she really wants one. And she knows about it.
I suppose that is different.
Well, she doesn't know we're thinking about getting it, but she does really want a
horse. Does she have land?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. She has land? Do you have land?
Does Sandra have land for a dog?
Yeah. Do you have
land? Not in her city, Pied-à-Terre, but out in the burbs she does.
No, it's not allowed.
Sorry for saying Pied-à-Terre. Do you have land?
Yeah.
My mother has a Pied-à-Terre.
There's no room for that poor pup.
Oh, God. You guys are killjoys. Did you hear I said that it was her birthday?
Yeah.
So she needs something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not...
You for dinner.
Oh, all right. Play a song.
What? No, I don't... Not in a creepy way. Not in like a Hannibal Lecter kind of way.
Well, 6:56 and the...
You can't handle this.
You've ruined our beautiful radio program.
Maybe you can give us some jelly.
Happy birthday, Mama.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
You are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9, where everyone's bullying me. That's only fair because we've been
made it to 7:52 before you cried, victim.
I am.
You're not a victim,
you're not.
Mate.
Well, what am I, guys?
It's just a bit of, you're a hero.
Yes.
Compliment me. Compliment me. That was
yeah, you got exactly what you wanted out of that, didn't you?
No. Look, I've got a story for you.
Yes.
You know how I love Cats the musical?
Do you? This is fresh information.
I love to complain about being bullied by you guys, and I like to talk about cats.
And you wonder why.
It's coming to Australia later in the year. Yeah. Woo, yeah, yeah. Yay. Everyone sounds excited. Guess who's been announced as Grisabella?
Let me guess. Garfield.
Oh, who's the film review woman?
Margaret Pomeranz.
Yeah.
Why? Do you think she looks like a cat?
No, but she's got a cracking voice.
Yeah, and a beautiful actress.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, that's our answer. Margaret Pomeranz.
Wrong.
Oh, how close were we?
It's musical theatre, so it's probably a Newton. Is it Paddy?
No.
Is it Lauren?
Younger. Oh.
Lauren.
Who's the guy that's always in it?
Younger.
But.
Nikki Webster.
It's definitely going to be Nikki Webster.
No, but you're getting close.
I got it. Old mate, Jessica Malloy.
Yes.
Oh, you're so close. Here, I'm going to give you a clue. I'm going to turn my chair around.
Delta Goodrum.
And I'm...
Jessie J.
Delta Goodrum.
Oh, yes! Nicely done.
When is she coming?
What do you mean?
When's the show opening?
Oh, not till like October or something.
You should try and get tickets to that.
No, I think I'm already on the waiting list.
Yeah.
You don't think I am?
And you can do a Cats review for us.
I can tell you now. Bloody fantastic. Harry was... What I can tell you in the paper today, right underneath the announcement of Delta Goodrum joining the cast of Cats, there's a Brian McFadden article.
Oh, it's been too long since I heard about McFadge.
Well,
how's he going, mate? Give us an update.
He's sadly split from Vogue Williams.
Oh, I did not see that coming. Nice.
They seem like such a beautiful couple.
Do you think they automatically go, hey, we're going to do a story on Delta, and we better find out what the other one's doing?
I reckon it probably went the other way around. Because McFadge is actually getting divorced, so they would have heard that. And they'd be like, oh, I wonder what Delta's up to.
No, the announcement has only just happened for Cats.
Oh. Yeah, but still, maybe they popped her in the Google and they said, oh, she's playing Pussy Willow and Cats. Well,
They did the casting announcement for Cats, and they didn't say who Grisabella was going to be. So like the murmuring was starting.
Yeah. Did you have your? Yeah. You
definitely didn't pick Delta. I definitely did not see.
Who
that
did
coming.
You envisage?
Margaret Pomeroy.
Yeah.
Not
well. You're not the only one. Yeah,
you're not I the think only she'd one. Be bloody perfect.
Yeah, she would be.
She is.
You guys
she
are bonkers.
Hey, that was Sean giving us his pre-Cats review, but coming up soon, we're going to give you our Magic Mike XXL preview. Sean and I saw it this week, Harry. Sean, get ready to play a song as soon as I say this. Sean requested his own aisle.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
He did. Oh. He said that out loud.
More about this when we come back.
Yeah. Joy, 94.9.
Oh, yeah, it's time for Magic Mike.
He's singing the ads, too.
All right, I'll stop with the singing.
Okay, so we went and saw Magic Mike. We had very high hopes. Sean, how did it go?
Well, here, let's have a little taste to get us in the mood.
Please. Should we take our clothes off?
No.
The law says you cannot touch. But I think I see a lot of lawbreakers. And it goes like
this. Oh, yeah. And it goes like this. Yeah. That's Magic Mike the original.
Just a bit more singing. Oh, was that the original?
Yeah, no, that's Magic Mike the original.
We're just saying a bit of context.
Yeah.
Bit of context. And so the sequel was like back and I for one, was looking forward to it. And what did you think? Give it to us.
Hang on. How come you just get to say nice things and then it comes back to me for what I really thought?
Well, I'll tell you what I thought.
What I really, really thought.
I'll tell you what I thought.
What it I really, really thought and what I thought. What I thought. No one wants to say what they thought.
It was not that good. It was a stinker. It was a stinker.
The Guardian.
If you liked Magic Mike, the first one, maybe you would like to see the sequel, XXL. If you haven't seen Magic Mike, maybe you don't want to see the sequel.
I mean, the stripping was excellent. That Channing Tatum is a great little mover.
It was great to look at the bods.
Yep,
the dancing was great.
Yep.
Storyline, perhaps I want a little bit more from it.
With the story, here's the thing with the storyline. You either bother or you don't.
And they didn't?
Well, I mean, most of them weren't. And then all of a sudden, there was Jada Pinkett Smith, who was chewing up the scenery, giving like she was trying to do, I mean, she was carrying the storyline on her very toned back.
Nice.
And it was a lot to take in. So.
Oh dear. This is probably one of the better movie reviews we've done.
Yeah, speaking of Margaret Pomeroy.
So basically, the trailer came out, a year ago, and you could watch Channing Tatum dance dirty to Pony, Genuine's Pony.
And that was someone else. I loved that.
Have you seen that,
Harry? He's like he's using an angle grinder, but putting it, you know, by his crotch and then literally grinding things with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really someone.
I mean, it's quite catchy.
Oh, here it is. Oh, it's doing things to me right now, if I'm honest.
That song just seems screams stripping.
It does. It does. So that was probably the highlight. That was my favourite scene.
Seeing the bit that you've seen in the trailer on the big screen.
Yeah, well, it's hot as. Yeah. So anyway, how many beefcakes out of 10 do you give it, Shwan?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
I feel like the pressure's on already giving you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say 6.
Yeah, I like 6. I'll give it
6-pack. Boom.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm going to give it 6¾ because it was quite funny.
Yeah.
And it was good to look at. Okay. So that's been At the Movies with Thirsty and Sean.
Sorry.
I'm the thirsty one.
Yeah, you are.
Parched.
I didn't really have my own row in the cinema.
Yeah. Huh? No. Well, only because it was too busy. But you did send off that email asking for it.
Stop saying that.
On that very classy note, it's nearly dead on 8 o'clock, which means
Joy 94.9.
All right.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Well, the other thing we've been teasing all morning, it's time for Nantalk.
Oh, it's been a big Nantalk for me. I gave her a call this week just to see, you know, what's been going on. And she was stressed right out, if I'm honest. She was stressed right out. Yeah, because she had to go to George's 102nd birthday.
Oh, awesome.
Do you remember George? He lives next door to Nana. Mm. He was 100, then he was 101, now he's 102. Anyway, it's been quite stressful for her because he's got his party coming up, but he doesn't really, according to Nan, he doesn't like many of the people in the village. He mainly just likes Nana.
Oh, yeah.
So she goes over there, she cooks him a sponge, like she'll cook a sponge cake, she'll hock off a third of it, walk it over there. Huh?
Date?
Well, she's a married woman, Harry.
Is she though?
Oh, do you mean a date cake because of the...
Yeah,
is she actually married?
Regular.
Keep it, yeah, or a prune cake.
Very good point, Sean. She's not technically married. listeners of Nantalk will know. Anyway, I said, what's George doing for his birthday? She goes, oh, well, I'm stressed right out because I don't know if you remember, but at his 100th birthday, it was just riddled with gate crashes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there were too many gate crashes.
Trying to steal
and she
love
said,
that.
And because there were so many uninvited people there, the catering wasn't enough to go around.
Oh, hate that.
So she hasn't mentioned her invite to anybody at the village because she doesn't want anyone rocking up who wasn't invited. So
the 100th is understandable. They all want to come and see the letter from the Queen.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. But what about the 102nd? Do you reckon it's going to be...
I don't think you get a letter anymore. No? You're
how's
done.
How's your Nan Harry?
Oh, she has got a bee in her bonnet this week.
Is she?
Oh, I tell you what.
Which Nan are we talking about?
Lorne.
Great.
Lorne. So,
my favourite, if I'm honest.
Yeah. So, right, Wimbledon's going on, and she loves Wimbledon. She can't get enough of it. From morning till night, it is
We've done the sport.
Wimbledon.
Come on.
Yep. So, and I'm going home in a couple of weeks. So, and she's looking very forward to me, you know, going home and whatever. But she's stressing out because it's my sister's birthday when I go home, and she wants to know what I'm wearing.
To the party.
Yeah. And every time I speak to her.
What birthday
right,
is it?
It's my sister's 10th birthday.
Oh, so it's a big one.
It's a big one.
Double figures.
Yeah. So, and every now and again, she'll, you know, we'll be chatting and she'll say, oh, I was your weight. So,
oh, that's classic.
So she's gauging, I think, to see how
she
I'm going to look.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't want to be visibly shocked when she sees
no,
you.
No, she wants, and she wants to, because, you
how
know,
is
it's
your
all
weight,
about.
By the way, compared to when you've last seen her, we up, we down?
I think we're down.
Oh, good, good.
We're
good,
down.
Good.
So it's
yeah, as soon
it's
as
all
you mentioned
good.
It, though, like I started looking you up and down. I'm like, well, what am I doing that for?
Like assassin. And that's exactly what I get when, you know, when I go home. So she's stressed about what I'm going to wear because it's bragging fodder for her friends.
But who's going to be there? Her friend's going to be at the 10th?
No, but she likes, to, you know, but she'll
word
tell
get
him.
Around. Word she'll get around.
Pictures. She's a bugger for a picture.
Is she?
Oh, geez, we got a digital camera.
Big mistake.
Oh, yeah. No. And it's like that. She just doesn't look and snaps away. It doesn't know if you're looking or not. She'll just take the
and
picture.
So what are you wearing? Don't keep the people in suspense, mate.
So I've got
some dental floss.
So I've got I'm wearing a black dress.
Oh, lovely.
So, and I think it'll do, but she's seen me in it before.
Do?
Yeah. She's seen me in it before, so now I'm stressed.
It is a formal dude, the 10-year-old birthday party.
Maybe, yeah, maybe pop your cap on.
Because before the party, she's having a christening. So, and I'm one of her godparents.
Oh, so it's very formal.
So it's like, oh, jeez.
Sean just suggested you put your little flat cap on.
How dare you? I trusted you.
I could lend you my big black hat.
You know, but grandparents are quite brutal about weight, though. You know,
oh, yeah.
If you get to about
up or down,
over,
they know.
If you get to about over 70, they don't have that sort of sensitivity about
no.
weight that we
and
do.
Because my brother in this is quote unquote because my brother is bloody gorgeous,
that's quote Sean and I
yep and Nan it gets a bit to the point where I'm like, oh, chopped liver, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing. Apparently it does.
Yeah.
And I can go to Nan unless I've got a handbag and some lip gloss on.
A handbag
and lip gloss.
Oh, she'd be so much harsher on you than she's on him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know.
Oh, well, Nan talk got a bit therapy this week, but I'm happy with that.
All I've got for mine, Gloria's shared some information on the largest cattle breed in the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's called the Shianina. The Shianina is both the tallest and the heaviest breed of cattle.
She's just chucked this on social media, has
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's just shared it.
is she a cattle lady herself?
Well, she has a farm. She downgraded. So she's gone from one big farm to a smaller one.
How many head of cattle is she running on it?
Now I think we're only in like the 60 head, maybe.
Well, she actually has cows.
Yeah, that's when we're talking cattle and I say yes. Oh. And then an actual yes.
This Nana we're talking about has cows.
Yes.
Is she a single lady?
No. Here are my grandpa.
Oh, is she a Jillaroo?
No.
Is that am I using that right?
You are using it right, but she's not one of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I tell you who would be a Jillaroo.
Who?
Charlie XCX.
My favourite.
Not an,
give it to me. Give it to me. I love it.
We're staying all night.
Joy.
You're listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Little chuckling Sue, by
you? Well, yeah.
Oh. You.
I'm happy. We're pumping it out today.
We are pumping it out.
But it's making me quite sleepy.
Speaking of pumping it out, I have got a cracking yarn.
I accept the word sleepy so you can tell this yarn. You've really latched onto the wrong thing to segue.
I did. Oh. It's like you lobbed it up for volleyball and then I smacked it in your face.
That's exactly what happened.
Well, speaking of sleepy.
Thank you.
My friend of mine has quite strict parents and they came to stay with her and her boyfriend recently. The parents haven't always approved of the boyfriend And so it was sort of, it was very important that he made a good impression. And did he what? the parents went to bed and they went out to a gig and they got home really late at night. And the parents were sleeping in their bedroom and they had to sleep in the spare room. So anyway.
Hang on. So the people who live in the house,
yep.
your friends,
yep.
slept in the spare bed.
Yep. And okay. the strict parents were in the bedroom, in the nice bed. Yeah. Now, I think you can probably see where this is going. He gets up in the middle of the night, staggers to the toilet, has a slash, gets back into bed, fully nude, with the parents.
No!
Amazing.
With the parents. And, of course, the parents stayed asleep when they got in, and the father woke up because he could feel something on his leg. And so the boyfriend has gone in and started spooning the mum in the nude and then cocked his leg over the mum and onto the dad.
Whoa!
And that's what the dad's woken up to.
What happened?
Well, my friend got woken up by her dad being like, oh, I shouldn't use her name. I'll call her Ginny. The dad being
Is that her name?
Ginny. it's Jennifer.
But, okay, yeah.
Ginny, wake up. Yeah, that's the end of the story. Really.
Adam's in the bed.
Yeah, covered in the blanket. Isn't that humiliating?
Oh, that is the worst.
It's such a man, such a blokey thing to do embarrassing sleepwalky things, I think. Particularly after you've had a few. I think it's asking for trouble. But I reckon that might take the cake. If your boyfriend's bits touch your mum, that's not going well.
Yeah, but is the
and then
what
your did dad.
The,
that's not going well.
What was the mum wearing? That would be my question. Well, is she a nude sleeper? Was there contact?
No, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know her well. I don't know her well, but I would guess that she wasn't a nude sleeper.
No.
Maybe a sexy titty or something, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sorry for saying sexy titty.
So unfortunate that he also was nude. Like, that's not behaving in front of the parents. Oh, I was naked with your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. it's just wrong from start to finish. Do you reckon that... Do you think anyone can top that? I mean, not even just in general in the world. Do you think anybody stopped that?
Oh, yeah. I reckon there's definitely worse.
Yeah, someone would have tried to.
No,
someone
don't.
Would,
say.
Well, someone would have. No, I'm just saying. Technically,
have you ever sleptwalked, guys?
Sleptwalked? No, but my dad.
Oh no.
My dad. He's not listening. It's fine. He doesn't know I exist.
He's asleep.
Yeah. My dad had a couple of scoops one night. A few too many, and my stepmom was sleeping, and she woke up because there was rain outside.
Oh no. I'll tell you, spoiler alert, it wasn't rain.
Nope, he was sitting on the end of the bed, having a slash, and she was like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, I'm experimenting. And then went back to sleep and she had to clean it up.
No.
She had to clean it up. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of stories where, people have urinated in the wrong place.
Oh, cupboards, wardrobes.
Yeah. I can't take them anymore, but cold and flu meds, the nighttime tablets, they make me absolutely bonkers.
Really?
Yeah. Don't sleep ever make me. Yeah, I'm going. I have the most. I can remember everything in my dreams.
You're right, Harry.
What's wrong? Just imagining Sean absolutely bonkers. Just the way he said that.
Just because I took. Like, I was just trying to fix my health, and then I get far, far worse.
What did you do?
Well, I remember my. Sorry, I can't even talk. I'm so confused. But I walked down to the end of my house when I was living with my mum and dad. And I walked through the kitchen and then got to their room and told them about the biscuits that I just saw on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told them that they were really big. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, they're really big. And they're like, it's 3 a.m. You should be sleeping.
Well, I've told you all about the time I went to Mardi Gras and woke up weeing in a hotel corridor. So that was pretty dignified.
This is dedicated to you, Sean.
It's Mr. Vane. You're on Joy.
Do you have a business, product or service that needs to be seen and heard? Become a Joy sponsor and get the best of both worlds. Have your message heard on air by 329,000 monthly listeners. Have your message seen online at joy.org.au via the Joy sponsorship directory. Sponsorship starts from as low as $295. And best of all, those who sponsor us for more than 1 month are featured on our listing free. Yes, free! Call 1300 Joy 949 or email sales@joy.org.au for more details. Joy 94.9, the diverse voice of the GLBTI community.
You're listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9. It's almost time for us to disappear, but just before we go,
I'm gonna pump up my tails.
I've got a question for you, Hunter.
Yes, my love.
You've got yourself a little app that you have to swipe left or swipe right in the dating world.
Correct.
How's that going for you?
Well, I've got quite an ache going on.
You do?
Yeah.
You got RSI in the thumb.
Yeah. It has been
didn't
known
say it
to
was
happen.
In my thumb, mate.
Wait. See what you did there? No. You're better than that.
I've come up against a bit of a problem, though, Harry.
Go on, then.
Well, when you are friends with one of the thirstiest Lotharios in Melbourne, it's hard to swipe left or right on anyone.
Are you Sean?
That
I don't think so. What's going on?
It's Sean, yeah.
Yeah, what? Sean.
I'm just saying that as I flick through, I'm kind of like, oh, that's Sean's long-haired guy. Oh, that's Sean's British guy. Oh, that's Sean's French guy. Oh, that's Sean's guy.
Okay, you can stop now. This is not true.
Oh, that's Sean's swimming teacher. Well, I'm just saying, like,
again, like,
were they wearing any hats?
It just cuts down, you know, because I've got a policy, or I'm not
double dipping.
Absolutely, thank you.
Did you swipe left or right on me?
Oh well, this is a very touchy subject, but of course I swiped the bad one on you.
Oh, good. That's not touchy. That's a good one.
Oh, I've never got to go. I never got you actually.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably because I got to you first.
Pre-swiped me. Yeah, it was all
didn't
gone.
Do the matchy-matchy.
So there's your update. How grim was that?
It's not that grim. I want to tell you quickly about my weekend.
Okay.
I was partying hard.
Yes.
May have met an acquaintance. And my friend asked him politely, hey, how's your night going? And the guy, who I had been acquainted with just for the night, said, I was good until you came along. Then sat in...
To your friend?
Yeah, my friend who was about to wash his hands. This guy jumped in the way to say that, jumped in the sink. So he got my friend was about to wash his hands and then was asking, you know, making bathroom conversation, you know, how's he not going? Mm, the guy jumped in the sink, got in the way, so my friend couldn't wash his hands and, yeah, said he was fine until you came along a couple of minutes ago and interrupted the mass proceedings. Oh. So my mate flicked on the taps, walked off.
Yeah. Nice.
Despite that, he's still dating him, though.
Oh, good on you, Sean.
That's a lie. You have been listening to the tag team. We have been, I think, pretty awesome this morning.
Yeah, we have.
Yes!
And if you're still hungry, second breakfast is coming up next with the lovely Sonia. But before that, we've got some news with Alistair.
Good morning.
Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.